Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on Hump Day. And listen, I've been in the last little while here. I've been dealing with Dipper number one of the Triple Dipper, the war on women. And I thought, you know what? Might as well bring a woman on and have an opinion. Well, I found a woman who has an opinion. And Emily, who works with the Dale Jackson Show, is on the line right now. Hey, Emily, how you doing?
Still, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And by the way, first of all, I got to say, you are like the head cat wrangler for the Dale Jackson Show. You are the one who keeps the ships like moving forward in even keel. Am I correct?
Possibly. I think my biggest job is just to remind Dale of things. You know, he's super busy, wears a lot of hats. So I just try to remind him of, hey, we've got this coming up, or hey, we need to do this.
No, that's not what I heard, Emily. What I actually heard, I saw it on social media, and it's on the internet, therefore it must be true, is that the reason why Dale Jackson has been successful is because of you. That's what I heard. That's what I heard anyway.
For the past 2 months, I guess.
Well, hey, before we jump into, by the way, Emily and I are going to be both at an event this coming weekend, and she's the head wrangler for that, too. But before I jump into that, I've been in this dipper for a bit here talking about the war on women is what I'm calling it. Give me your unvarnished thoughts.
You know, I have a lot of thoughts on this. I have a lot of thoughts from, you know, how God's created us to mental health issues and things like that. But at the end of the day, it comes down to, you know, there are things that are uniquely beautiful and wonderful about women, and there are things that are uniquely beautiful and wonderful about men. And to do anything to diminish those wonderful aspects of our creation, it's sad to me. It's very sad.
Well, it is sad. It's sad, and at some point, though, I think it's actionable at the same time. Actionable meaning we have to take action against it. I mean, at some point, you can look at something and go, I'm sorry that happened to you. Other times we look at things and go, I can no longer allow that to happen to you. I mean, that's. I think this is in that category.
In the actionable category?
Yeah.
I lean towards agreeing with that. You know, I have a 17-year-old daughter who's graduating high school this weekend, and I have a 2-year-old little girl. And so being the mother of two girls, you know, safety in locker rooms is a concern for me. Should my youngest want to grow up and go into sports and things like that? I know that's an issue of Title IX and all of that that's going on right now. But, you know, I want her to have every opportunity in life, and I want her to have a fair shot at things. And I think when you put her into a category where, you know, somebody is just physically more superior in something, then, you know, where's the fair shot in that?
No, there is no fair shot. And then you also have to deal with the whole sense of personal security. The law of Alabama, and I'm sure most states are the same, actually allows that you can have a reasonable expectation of privacy and security in places like locker rooms and that kind of thing. And they just completely blow that off, completely disregard it altogether. And sometimes you see it from an official governmental standpoint. Other things, it's like, you know, private entities like Planet Fitness decide they want to just like redo and make public policy as private entities. But where do we go from here? Because right now you've got lawsuits being filed left and right. But as a private citizen, as a mom, how do you address it?
I think I address it in my household with making sure my girls are safe in whatever they venture out to do. And then beyond that, I think I, you know, while lawsuits get worked out, while laws get amended or changed, the only other way people seem to feel the consequences of their actions on a business level is to affect them where it hurts them the most, and that's their pocketbook. So with the Planet Fitness situation, no lie, Phil. My kid sister and I were talking about joining Planet Fitness at the beginning of the year.
Oh yeah,
because, you know, the beginning of the year, and you make resolutions, and you're working on health and and all that stuff. And it's like, you know, if you get a black card and I get a black card, you know, then our husbands can go from time to time, but you and I can go work out because our schedules are weird and flexible, and, you know, we can visit with each other and we can work on our health. And then all this stuff started coming out, and it was just the reaction from the company to its patrons was troubling.
Yeah.
And then it got me thinking, you know, where can change start? And change can start by, I know where my dollars are going. I know what my hard earned income is going to support. And if they can't provide an environment that I feel comfortable and safe in, I don't have to go there. I don't have to get a membership there. So, you know, we do have the opportunity to affect people in the financial side of things while the common sense hopefully returns to our country.
Yeah, well, no doubt. And I think that's the exact point that needs to be made, is we don't have to buy into the ideology. Now, there's times, though, when it gets super frustrating. Like for instance, you hear about Riley Gaines a lot. I don't know if you met her when she was in Huntsville not long ago, but my wife and I got a chance to meet her. Just a dynamic personality, very sharp. But she makes the point that she was already swimming on scholarship, and now she's stuck with having to compete because the other team brought this Leah Thomas person, transgender, to swim against her. And she's having no choice but to either forfeit her competition through no fault of her own, or just run the risk that she can compete and win. And it's maddening when other people are putting you in the situation, not you personally, but putting us in the situation of having to deal with it, as opposed to giving us an opportunity in advance to think it through. Planet Fitness, you can think through in advance. Your kids show up at the swim mm-hmm. meet and there's a transgender on the opposite team you didn't know was coming. It's a whole different ballgame.
That's true. You know, I like to go, this topic has so many facets to it. And one of those is lack of mental health care in the country, the way it's declined just in my lifetime in the last, you know, 38, 39. How old am I, Bill? I don't remember. But, you know, in the last 30 years, the decline of mental health care accessibility for folks, and then, you know, the shift in our society that it's I, me, I control my happiness, I can do this, I can do that. You know, it's great to feel positive about yourself and to embrace your personality and stuff like that, but you don't get to change the way that you were created. Now, when you start to suffer from mental health issues, be it depression, be it body dysmorphia, or believing, you know, that you're a cat, because we've had stuff like that happen in the county where I live, kids at school that identify as a cat. It's bizarre, but it sheds a light on something I think that is much more problematic in the country, and that's the lack of access to appropriate mental health care.
I would agree with that. I think it also goes to the other side of the coin, and that is that there's a demand right now within the transgender ideology that we have to accept. In other words, I said earlier in the show, I'm not sure you heard it or not, but that there's no other mental disorder that I can think of where everyone else is required to take part in the mental disorder with them, as opposed to resisting on their behalf and encouraging them out of it. Like depression, no one else is going to say, I'm depressed, therefore I need all of you to be depressed with me, so you can identify. And it's not supposed to work that way. And yet transgenderism says, you have to believe and you have to also accommodate and you have to participate with me, otherwise I'm not well then. And that's an amazing dichotomy.
Mm-hmm. And there's that phrase of this is my truth.
Oh yeah.
I try to understand. A long time ago, I accepted that there are things in life that I'll never understand. And you know, that's part of my faith, that, you know, God's got a plan and He works everything out, and I don't have to understand everything that happens in this life. I spend time trying to understand where is this coming from, or like, what is the motivation behind this and stuff like that. And I just this is my truth. It's like you said earlier, you could be standing next to someone and they point up to the sky and say, Phil, the sky is green. And you're like, no, it's blue. It's a fact. It's blue, you know, but their truth is that the sky is green. And who are you to tell them that their truth is wrong? It's frustrating because you want to, you know, you want to have respect for everybody and treat everybody in a loving fashion. But sometimes you just get really frustrated.
And sometimes you get a radio show and just do it.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Emily, I appreciate you calling in today. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. You and I are both at an event this weekend. You're one of the chief coordinators for it. I want to lay that thing out there because it kind of celebrates some folks who have been doing great things in our community for 80 years. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll be right back. Emily, who is the reason why Dale Jackson's ever had any success in his life, is now on the air with us. And we'll take a break right now. And you tell him I said that, too. And we'll be right back.
I will.
We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower up in here. Hey, we're going right back to the phones. Emily from the Dale Jackson Show is on the line, but that's not your only gig in the world, Emily. You got some event coordination that you do. Talk to us about this coming weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. It's a big weekend in Huntsville as we celebrate the 80th anniversary of Star Market in historic Five Points. 80 years that it's been at 702 Pride Avenue, and we'll be celebrating with the Victory Bells from the World War II Museum in New Orleans. They're coming to put on a great show. Phil, you'll be there. Lieutenant General Thurgood will be there to speak as well. Great Star Market ribeye dinner will be served, and just a good time for fellowship and celebrating 80 years of Star Market.
Which, by the way, you don't see, I mean, I'm trying to think of how many brick-and-mortar stores are out there that I can even think of that have been in one place for 30 years, much less 80 years. That's pretty epic.
Exactly.
Well,
it's really fantastic, especially with the way that it started. The net proceeds from the event go to Still Serving Veterans and the work they do on a local level in Huntsville. Star Market was founded by Mr. Russell and Mr. Williams, and when Mr. Russell was discharged from the Navy, they gave him $200. He took his $200 and his buddy that was a butcher with him at a shop in Huntsville borrowed $200 from his wife's family, and that $400 is what started Star Market.
That's just crazy when you stop and think about what it takes these days to, I don't know, start a lemonade stand, much less starting a store that can be there for 80 years. Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night. I'm proud to have the opportunity to be working as the MC for you that night. And are folks still able to get tickets, or are y'all sold out now?
We're getting close, so I'd encourage folks to go ahead and get their tickets, and they can do so in multiple ways. You can go to HuntsvilleStarMarket.com and click on the Gala tab, and it'll take you to where you can buy tickets. But you can also get them whenever you're at Star Market at the location in Five Points or in Meridianville. You can also pick them up at any Star Pharmacy location. And if you are, if you have your military ID, you get a discount. So Don't sleep on those tickets. Go ahead and get them before they're all snatched up.
Yeah, because the event's only a couple of days away. Well, I am sure looking forward to it. I'm honored that y'all would ask me to be a part of it. And the Victory Bells, in case folks don't know, tell them what they are.
The Victory Bells, they're so great. They're reminiscent of like an Andrews Sisters performance. They have beautiful harmonies. They do a lot of those World War II era classics. And they put on a really, really great, really entertaining show. They'll get audience participation as well. So very happy to have them coming up from New Orleans to perform for us. They perform all over the globe. So to have them in Huntsville is really quite outstanding.
No, it really is. Well, listen, that's to celebrate Star Market, Star Supermarket. They've got 80 years and Five Points. The event is this coming Saturday night. It's coat and tie affair, too. I got to wear my Sunday go-to-meeting clothes, right?
Yes, Phil, yes. I'll turn you away if you don't.
All right. Hey, Emily, thanks so much for being on today, and thanks for the opportunity to be with you guys on Saturday night at the gala supporting Still Serving Veterans and honoring Star Market's 80 years. All right?
All right. Thanks, Phil. Thanks for having me, and we look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Yeah, that's going to be a great night, by the way. I am so looking forward to this. So if you didn't hear it, by the way, you can still get tickets. I didn't know that. I thought they were sold out, but they're pretty close, she says. So if you want to go, this is a big doings event. I mean, this is honoring, you know, one of those legacy places that if you're like me, if you've been around Huntsville like any number of years, like all my life for the most part, and it's just cool to know that there are still those institutions, you know, those brick and mortar institutions that are serving the community, and sure, they're making a living doing it. I know that's part of it, but they don't endure for 80 years simply because they're trying to make a buck for themselves. They endure for 80 years because they are appealing to the broader community, and the community responds to it by bringing back their business. And so I'm looking forward to this. And Still Serving Veterans, we've had them on the show before, so it's kind of a twofer here for me. Still Serving Veterans is a great organization. Good buddy of mine, Bill Holtzclaw, after he left the Senate, he was on staff with Still Serving Veterans for a while. They are an organization that finds ways to plug veterans in and help them to find, you know, true engagement in the process, finding jobs and doing other things that veterans need, not even knowing that some services are out there to help them. Still Serving Veterans is a great organization, and so I'm loving the fact that Star Market is having a gala event to celebrate its own existence, but every dollar goes to help a veterans organization. So I mean, it's like the best of all worlds for me. That plus a steak. I'm pretty stoked. Charlene and I are going to be there Saturday night. Y'all check it out if you want to come. I got a bunch of text messages I'll be getting back to as soon as we get back from this break. Apparently the whole transgenderism thing, I didn't even get to my stack, man. I got like 9 stories I didn't even get to. But apparently this one developed some reaction. Just saying. Like, lots of reaction. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.